It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast, Common Ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
It's the first time I've seen in a long, long time the threats from homegrown violent extremists, that is, jihadist-inspired extremists, domestic violent extremists, foreign terrorist organizations, and state-sponsored terrorist organizations all being elevated at one time. Since October 7th, though, that threat has gone to a whole nother level.
Joining us tonight are the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee and the chairman, Democrat Jim Himes, and Chairman Republican Mike Turner. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Mr. Chairman, that soundbite, it sounds very ominous. Are you all seeing intel that matches that of the threat assessment being very, very high?
Absolutely. And it's great that Director Wray has been so forthcoming. You know, this is a very rare series of hearings, both in front of the Senate and in front of the House, where people get to see a public hearing where the intelligence communities are able to visit with intelligence, defense, and law enforcement. Director Wray has been, you know, as he's been saying, all lights are flashing red. And he, of course, attributes this directly to what's happening at the southern border, people who have entered the country, of which they don't have an understanding of where they might be or what their intentions are, but they do know of the nexus between, a relationship between them and terrorist groups and organizations. And that's why he's sounding the alarm.
Congressman Himes, at one point in that hearing, as you look at that hearing, Director Wray said he wanted to be careful what he could talk about in open session, but there's a particular network of smugglers that has ties to ISIS that he's worried about what they're doing, and they're investigating this, spending a lot of time investigating it. He was pressed about that. He said, facilitators tied to ISIS? He said, correct. A terrorist organization? Correct. Not any more detail, but again, that's ominous when you talk about human smugglers across the southern border with ties to ISIS.
Yeah, that's a piece of it, Brett. And of course, anytime you have people coming across any border, the southern border in particular, where you don't know their backgrounds and they're sneaking in illegally, that is a risk. And so that's something that I hope that we will focus on. Frankly, I wish it was something that we had passed with respect to a border deal that came out of the Senate. But it's not just that, Brett, right? It's also, if you listen to Ray closer there, he said domestic violent extremists. Here in the political realm, in a very polarized realm, and I'm happy to say that on our committee it's not as polarized, you know, you just have more Americans than ever before saying that violence may be okay. We had the attack on Steve Scalise by a deranged individual. We had January 6th, the riot and the assault on the Capitol. So, you know, I hope this is a moment for Americans to say there's an awful lot of really complicated stuff happening out there in the Middle East, in Russia, Ukraine, in Venezuela and stuff. So it's time for us as Americans to take a deep breath and to remember that violence, for whatever reason, is not excusable.
Understanding, Congressman Himes, you're talking about the bill, the Senate bill that was proposed, and it's not going anywhere in the House. We heard from President Biden in the State of the Union, but we're also hearing that he's not moving forward with any executive actions. Are you okay with that, knowing what you see intel-wise about the border?
Well, I mean, there's a long legal debate about what executive actions are on the table. It wouldn't surprise me, by the way, if he did sort of push things to the limit of his executive authority. I do think, and I don't know how my chairman feels about this, but I do think that we really missed a huge opportunity. Look, when a bill gets negotiated by James Lankford, one of the most conservative senators in the United States Senate, passes with strong bipartisan support, that was a huge missed opportunity because as we approach the election, the idea that the House is going to act on anything else is a huge missed opportunity.
That, by the way, is the vote dinging in the background. Congressman, Chairman, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I do think there have been actions that this administration has taken that has exacerbated this, that has caused this problem. You know, this didn't just happen under President Biden's watch. This happened under President Biden's executive orders, one after another, that undid prior policies. And I think certainly that there are policies that he could undertake now that could fix this. But I think what's really important for us, certainly when you look at the issues are facing our community and our committee, is what are the threats that we need to be rising to the occasion of? There certainly are a lot of threats, even from state actors around the world that we're going to be focusing on, that go, you know, right to the heart of the security of America. And certainly we're going to be hearing a lot about the risks to Ukraine and the need for the United States to step up and get this supplemental passed so they can have the weapons to be able to defend themselves.
We'll continue right after this.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Yeah, Chairman Turner, you put out sort of a vague warning about a threat, a serious national security threat, days ago. And it's been reported that it's tied to Russia's attempts to develop an anti-satellite nuclear weapon in space. Is that in red alert status still?
Right. Well, unfortunately, the administration has not declassified this, so I'm not able to either confirm or deny that that's it. But let's just talk a minute about what the significance of the news report should be if that is the current threat that we're facing. You know, such a weapon would, of course, wipe out our communications, our ability to defend ourselves in many ways, and would be, you know, a clear violation of the reason why we have a international treaty that says there should be no such weapons in space because of their just destructive force. It would also render space unusable even for a period of time afterwards. So it's not as if, like, tomorrow you just reinstitute everything that is lost. This is such a situation would be of grave danger. And I do think that Jake Sullivan at the administration is taking this seriously, and the administration is now taking action to try to avert this.
Congressman Himes, the Democrat who used to be the chairman of this committee, and you, by the way, have said that your committee is working hand in hand on a lot of different issues and seeking common ground. But Adam Schiff over the weekend was asked about the providing intel to now the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. Here's what he said.
I have to hope, and knowing the intelligence community as I do, that they will dumb down the briefing for Donald Trump. That is, they will give him no more information than absolutely necessary, nothing that would reveal sources or methods, because we can't trust that he will do the right thing with that information. He's been so reckless.
What do you think about that? I mean, he will be the presumptive nominee. He is a former president. I think that's okay, the way that's phrased?
Well, you know, as you might imagine, I'm not a fan, but I will say I'm also a process guy. And, you know, regardless of what we may think or not think of a particular nominee, whoever it is, the intelligence community needs to do what it is policy for it to do. It cannot change. It cannot treat any candidate differently just because a Democrat or whoever doesn't like that candidate. So, look, in this very polarized environment, when there's all sorts of accusations around the weaponization of government going both ways, you know, this takes me back to Jim Comey. Jim Comey in 2016, when he decides he's going to change Justice Department policy to announce an investigation right before an election, a bad idea because it's not consistent with process. So what I would hope is that the intelligence community doesn't treat any presidential candidate different from any other presidential candidate with respect to the information that they see.
And Congressman Himes, real quickly, that your committee, do you think it works differently as far as the common ground aspect of it now?
Oh, no question. No question. I mean, look, we had the misfortune to get caught up in an investigation which inevitably became political with respect both to, you know, how and when and why Russia intervened in the last election of 2016. And then, of course, we had the Ukraine investigation. There was no way that was going to be navigated without it becoming partisan. Look, I give an enormous amount of credit to Chairman Turner. He has really made an effort, I think we both have, to remind every member of the committee and every member of this Congress that this stuff is too important to be used as a partisan cudgel.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, ranking member, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.